former Gamecock quarterback Perry Orth. Perry, ever done anything dumb around the house to hurt yourself, sir?
Absolutely. When me and my, when my brothers and I were little, we used to ride in laundry baskets down the stairs. And of course, at the right at the bottom, we'd tip over and smack down onto the floor. So yeah, we've had our fair share of dumb things.
Okay. Yeah.
Now what age are we talking about there? I'm guessing. What was that? Last year?
It was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It was when we came home from May break. Me and my brother came home from playing college football to go riding down the stairs in a laundry basket.
Well done, sir. That's impressive.
All right. So then what was the best dorm game that you and the football players came up with to occupy your time that would have been a slightly dangerous?
Slightly dangerous? We used to play soccer in the hallways, and which would get pretty, when you get caught in a corner trying to kick the ball out of it, you got some pushing and shoving. But what, my roommates are not, they weren't my roommates. They live right next to me is the Stadnick brothers and Brendan Nosovic and Mason Zandi. We used to do putt-putt throughout the dorms. We'd go up to different floors, different rooms, and we'd put together a course and we'd try to compete against each other.
Okay, so obviously we need to know the best putter in that group and then the best soccer player.
I'm going to take the winner of the best putter. Best soccer player was Brendan Nosovic. He's a pretty athletic dude. He could kick it around pretty good.
Fair enough. Didn't see that coming. And I assume you will be following the Masters today, being a golf guy?
Yeah, absolutely. I was early tournament favorite was Dustin Johnson, hoping that he could bring it home for South Carolina. And then he went down riding the laundry basket down the stairs and fell, and next thing you know, now he's hurt and can't play or something or another, and I don't know. I don't know who my guy is now. I'll probably just go with Spieth.
Okay. Now your boy Eric Kimry over there at Hammond, he says because he's a fellow Dutch Fork High School grad, just like Dustin Johnson, that things happen and he's going to be fine. He's going to play. Don't worry. So you might still be able to have Dustin Johnson. Maybe. Does that mean you would prefer to have Dustin and Spieth in the final group? That's one of our poll questions today.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I think it'd be incredible for the state. I think that'd just be an unreal accomplishment to have South Carolina just kind of running the show in the sports world.
Well, that seems to be the case. I'm guessing you were following basketball as well there here in the last few days?
Oh, man, no question. We had a big group of friends of mine get together for the Final Four game, and I don't think I'd ever screamed and jumped and partied as hard as I ever have watching those guys play. It was really impressive to see their run, and hats off to the guys. Coach Martin obviously did a fantastic job with them, but the players are the ones who make it happen, and to see them play at such a high level for the amount of games that they did was impressive. And to think that we still could have won the basketball game shooting 38% was speaks to how talented we actually were. I don't think there was a fluke we were on a little, seventh seed and we beat Duke, which was an upset, but we definitely belong. It wasn't a Cinderella story. We belong to be where we were at, and I'm excited to see where our future is. And then obviously with our women's, Dawn Staley has turned us into a UConn-esque program, and I'm looking forward to seeing them compete, for the years to come and to continue to get the best players and turn them into the Alabama of women's college basketball.
Excellent stump speech for your next election, sir. That was well done.
I was going to say real quick, how during your time on campus, how interactive are all the programs? I know you guys obviously see each other probably at the Doty a lot, but when you talk about that, how interactive are all the programs together aside from just, I think y'all have that one Gamecock gala night that everybody comes together for some awards?
Yeah, everybody's really interactive. I think the best spot is at the Doty. We all eat together because everybody gets done with practice in the afternoon, or I guess now football changed, but everybody has study hall and tutoring after class and after practice around 6 to 10, just depending on what time you're slotted for, and then eat dinner before you go. And so all the athletes are there, and you just get to know people over the course of the 4 years. I got to meet all the guys on the team that have been there as long as I have, and they're all awesome dudes, which is what made me root for them as hard as I did. So it was really, really cool to see.
So give us the scouting report then as a quarterback from the quarterback perspective. Most quarterbacks, also baseball players, usually pitchers. Sindarius Thornwell scheduled to throw out the first pitch tonight for Gamecock Baseball and Vanderbilt. You expecting a solid effort there, or are you expecting a 50-cent-like travesty?
No, he'll throw it in there. I don't think he's that stiff.
Okay.
What gets the people when they're throwing out the first pitch is, they're not used to holding that small baseball, and second, they're so, they usually get some sort of athlete or an elderly person where their shoulder isn't as stiff or isn't as loose as, say, a baseball player or a younger athlete. So he'll swing it in there pretty good. And then I hear Don Staley's throwing it out on Saturday.
You got it.
All right, real quick, don't spend much time on this. We want to talk football with you. When you go up there for the first pitch, do you just get it across the plate, or do you go in there trying to fire a strike and impress a scout or two?
Good question.
Well, when I threw it up here in Greenville when we played Clemson, I threw it in there pretty good. You know, okay. I didn't try to throw it 90 miles an hour, but I made sure I didn't throw a lollipop in there.
That's what I like to okay. hear. That's All what right. I like to hear. All right, speaking of that, let's get into the spring game a little bit. Bill was on hand at Williams-Brice Stadium on Saturday. Pretty good day overall for Jake Bentley. I think the stats are more than 300 yards, but also threw a pick. What are your thoughts coming off the spring session for Gamecock football?
Looked good. I actually took 10 of the quarterbacks and a few receivers that I'm training currently right now over at QB1 Athletics. And so we sat in the end zone with all the recruits. And so I got a firsthand look. It was pretty awesome. Got to take the guys down on the field, in the locker room, in the weight room, kind of got them a tour of the facilities and got them a good firsthand experience of what I got to go through, basically every single day playing college ball. But yeah, going back to the spring football stuff. Jake looked impressive. It looked like he has grown a lot. We had talked throughout the course of the spring, and he said that he's getting more comfortable, and he said that everybody as a whole now in the second year of a system is getting significantly more comfortable, and they spent a lot of time in the off season drawing up plays, just becoming more and more familiar with the offense. And I expect nothing but good things out of them. If he can stay healthy, I think we can be very explosive.
One of the most telling comments I thought came out of that was Will Muschamp was talking about moving into the second year of the offense with Kurt Roper. And in his first year, he said there was a lot of call it and haul it, where you guys couldn't make the change of a play towards the at the line of scrimmage because of the unfamiliarity, because the offense was so new. Is that the case in your experience? And was that a really frustrating thing from a guy who made a couple of starts last year at quarterback in Kurt Roper's first year with the offense?
Yeah, it was. It was difficult when, we already had young players and then they got hurt, and then we were playing with even younger players who were true freshmen who had gotten on the campus 3 months before that. You can't learn an entire playbook in 3 months, so you're only limited to the plays that you run in practice that week. And, the worst is when you get up the line of scrimmage and you see a look and you want to get to a play, but you can't check to it because you don't know if the receivers are going to understand, or if the offensive line's going to know what you're talking about. Or, there were a lot of times where I would go to instinctively check a play, but it would be from Coach Spurrier's offense, and that's not going to work because no one's going to know that except for me and maybe a few of the older guys. So, yeah, it was challenging, and I think now that they got another year in, especially Jake, he'll be able to make audibles and checks at the line of scrimmage to get the offense in the correct look against the defense that he's seeing. And then when you can do that as a quarterback, then you can just play. Because when you're having to think and play, you're not playing full speed. But when you can just go out there and you're mentally prepared, which I know he'll do, he'll just get out there and start tossing it around all over the yard. So I think that he'll progress throughout the summer to do that. And I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Perry, I know you just said a lot of times it would be frustrating going up to the line and seeing a play that you wanted to check out of. Can you give us a percentage? How many times last year specifically that you went to the line of scrimmage, you said in your head, uh-oh, this play ain't going to work. I wish I could check out of it. What percentage of plays? Any idea?
I'd probably say anywhere to, from 30 to 50, to be honest with you. I mean, it wasn't that the plays were bad. It was that in Coach Spurrier's offense, I had been in the system for years. So if I saw a look that I didn't like, I could change out of it. Or, I knew where my check down was, and you know, there were multiple times where, you know, people were just, you know, I was forgetting plays, guys were running wrong routes, missed blocking assignment. I mean, it was a collective unit. I mean, just your typical first year in a system kind of unit. And I missed half of spring too, which kind of set me back a little bit offensively, understanding and getting those real reps. So, I mean, it was just there was a lot of things, and it was good to see our guys kind of settle in once we decided to choose a quarterback, and then settle in and start to really learn from the ground up. And then once we did that, you know, everybody could see us getting better. And I expect to do this, or to see the same in 2017.
He's Perry Orth, the CEO and head coach of the QB1 Athletics. You can find out more details on that, QB1athletics.com. Now, do you make your kids call you coach, by the way? Do you wear a whistle? Are you wearing the coach shorts that go up way too high? Is that the
no,
routine?
Not yet. I'm too young for that. I'm only 23, so maybe in about 15 to 20 years I'll start going out there shirtless like Coach Spurrier did and start throwing things at kids.
Very nice. His next camp's coming up on the 22nd of April over at Hammond, by the way. You can find out all the information, QB1athletics.com. Also, they're on Twitter at QB1athletics as well. And anything in particular you're going to be focusing on in that skills football camp that you're doing at Hammond on the 22nd?
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure that I told you guys and all the listeners that we have recently hired Matrick Belton, former Gamecock receiver, as our receiver coach. The last two group sessions, we've had over 25 quarterbacks come out, and we've had about 10 receivers come out, and Matrick has done an absolutely fantastic job with them, teaching them the way to get warmed up as a receiver and loosened up before you actually go out and run routes, and teaching them the proper form of catching the football and running routes and making guys think you're going one way and breaking another. And he's done a great job with that, and it's been great to do, you know, individual quarterback stuff for about 45 minutes, then the last 15 teach the kids on how to throw routes and how to have a proper base and a line to your target and not throw where he's at, throw where he's going to be when he's running away or to you. It's been really awesome to see. And then for our skills camp, we're going to have Matrick out there coaching receivers, as well obviously me coaching the quarterbacks, and then we're going to have former Gamecock safety and spur Jordan Diggs out there coaching defensive back. So we got kind of the Gamecock lineup out at as our coaching staff, and Jordan's excited about doing. I know he's worked multiple camps down in South Florida where he's from, and I'm excited to see how he trains with the guys. And I know that he's going to have a really, a really, really good perspective for those kids. And that's something that he's really passionate about doing, is reaching out to the younger generation to kind of teach them and show them the proper way to play the defensive back, whether it's corner or safety. And then it'll be a good deal. We'll get out there, throw some routes, do some individual, you know, personalized training, do some one-on-ones, a few competition drills. We're going to have T-shirts for all the kids with our logos and our camp sponsors on them. And we're going to get trophies for the quarterback, receiver, and defensive back MVP. So it's going to be a good deal. We want to kind of build this thing from the ground up. So this is a popular camp in the South Carolina area over the next few years. And if you guys want to come on out and toss it around, check it out, you're always more than welcome.
Bill Gunter loves dominating the high school kids. There's no doubt about that.
It's true, but I got to take on four-year-old soccer kids on Saturday morning, so I got to be dominating the four-year-olds.
April 22nd, again, the day for skills football camp for QB1 Athletics. He's Perry Orth, former Gamecock quarterback. Thanks for joining us.